And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. A few weeks back, I interviewed a friend of mine, Kevin. I met Kevin at our Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. Oh, gosh, it was either 2017 or 2018, and we became fast friends. And Kevin is 100% a multifamily passive investor, and he is real estate retired. And if you don't know what Lifestyles Unlimited Expo is, I'll just give you a brief thought on it. But it's the largest event of its kind in the United States. We have them every year. In fact, next year it'll be in Irving, Texas, 2023 in February. Something you may want to think about. But it is more than just an event. It's a educational event. There's breakout classes. There's networking events, opportunities to meet other like-minded real estate investors. It's really a big party. It's a lot of fun. And I meet a lot of people there. And I met Kevin there, as a matter of fact. And we would catch up every time we saw each other at various Lifestyles events and gatherings. And on today's show, I have two guests, husband and wife real estate investor team, that I also met at Expo just a few months back, the one we had in Houston. But the point I want to make here is that Lifestyles is not only an educational group, it's a networking group. And why is networking so important? Networking is what keeps us focused and effective. We are essentially a group of like-minded individuals. We know and understand that real estate really is the number one wealth-building vehicle in the United States today. But at these events, we meet, make new friends, and in doing so, we can share best practices. We can share the most effective investing practices. We can share strategies, and we can help others along the way. And by the way, we have a ton of fun while we do it. So with that, I'd like to bring our guest on the show today, Vin and Rebecca Bonfa from Houston, Texas, real estate investors. Vin and Rebecca, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for inviting us. We're really happy to participate in the show.
It's been a process indeed, and I definitely wanted to have you all on the show today. If you would, each of you just share a little bit of background about yourself.
Hi, my name is Vin Bonfa. I'm originally from India, and I came here for my studies. After my engineering, I worked in the corporate world for several years, like 26 years. So excited to have joined Lifestyles a couple of years ago and enjoying it.
Yeah, you can call me Becky. I prefer
okay.
Becky. It's
okay.
I feel like I'm in trouble if you call me Rebecca.
No. Well, maybe you are. We'll see how the show goes.
Let's see how it goes. But no, actually, thanks again for having us on and to share about myself. I was actually born on a farm in Minnesota. I grew up a farm kid, the baby of five girls. My poor dad had a farm and five girls, but worked out well, grew up, had a great life. My parents didn't do a traditional four-year college, so they didn't really stress that with us girls, but I did end up doing like a two-year associate's degree. Met Ben, we got married, we moved down to Houston. I ended up going to paralegal school, worked as a paralegal for about 12 years, was a stay-at-home mom, did the PTA thing, and decided if I'm going to work that hard, I want to make money doing it.
Yeah.
So just said the entrepreneurial spirit, went back to floral school. I asked Ben, hey, could I do that before I go back to the law office? Ended up, instead of going back to the law office, started my own fresh floral business doing special events and weddings. Loved it. Did that for about five, 6 years. But then a real estate bug really hit me, and we had already bought and sold one or two homes by this time that I connected with our realtor, asked her about the lifestyle, decided to go to school, and got my real estate license. And so for the last 11, 12 years, I've been doing single-family real estate myself, got my broker's license, and loving it.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking at your bio now, and your partner's in over 2,100 units of multifamily real estate. So you've come a long way, both of you, in that period. That's quite a portfolio. When did you join Lifestyles Unlimited?
So we first attended the Freedom Seminar in December 2019, and we right away went to Dell's. That was Dell's the last 2 days, I believe, in January of 2020, and then we went to the expo, and you know what happened right after that was the big COVID.
The world changed overnight, Vin.
The world changed. But we believed in it. We were excited. We saw the things would work. So we didn't wait that long. In August of 2020, we became the preferred investor member and started up from there.
Okay. So essentially attended the workshop in December 2019 and then went to, you saw Dell's 2 day, signed up in 2020, early 2020. That's went to the expo, and it's surreal looking back because I remember that expo. We were very open, we were very free, but the news reports were essentially coming in about this COVID thing and all this discussion, and it was just really, it was a countdown. It was a play by play of what was happening. If you miss any parts of the show, you can always pick us up on your podcast app on your smartphone. Just subscribe to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. That's what I do, and I listen to the show in my spare time. And you can also find us at the website, lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. I have two guests on the show today, husband and wife, real estate investors, Vin and Becky Bontha from Houston, Texas. They are partners in 15 multifamily apartment communities, over 2,100 doors of real estate, 15 different streams of income. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited in January of 2020. We all know that the world changed by the end of February 2020 with this COVID thing. It just kind of threw our whole world into, turned it upside down, to say the least. I think we're all aware of that. But Vin, you were telling us that essentially you joined and in August you had moved your membership up to the preferred membership. How long was it from that time to when you invested in your first multifamily property?
I think as soon as we became members in August of 2020, we actually closed our first deal in the following month in September. But interestingly, what happened at the expo in that year was that was our first expo in February of 2020, and we took, there are several classes that they offer, and we took one of the things that really, really started us going is the Curtis Haynes family office session. I mean, that made us realize that, what Curtis talks about is, how you need to create a family office. And we always thought the family office concept is for, really, really high net worth individuals, et cetera. But
yeah,
it really touched us where he said, you can do it. Doesn't matter what it is. You really stay focused on creating a home office, like family office. So what we did right away was we started our family office. So Becky had taken over as like a CEO, and I became the CFO.
Yeah.
And that started off saying, what the family office and what the session was about, really taking a look at all your assets and what are they doing for you? Are they performing? And that really hit us and said, we have all these IRAs and 401ks and stock options. They're really not doing anything for us, and they really probably won't even meet our retirement goals. So what we did was, so we were ready. We got everything together, and we, in fact, even had an investment home. We sold it off, and the first deal in September, and in the next, within like 3 months, we closed 6 deals by end of that year.
Wow. So you didn't waste any time. But yeah, that class is, to say the least, Vin, it's an eye-opener. On it makes us think about just what you said. We have all this quote unquote, we have stock options, 401ks, IRAs, and I was in that same world. And what are they doing for you? And I think that's what the conventional people that are out day to day, just the marketing and what's taught us and what we're told and what's reinforced in society is to invest in these funds and these 401ks and eventually the future, these will help us in the future. But then you stop and you take a moment and you say, well, what is my return on net worth? And that's what Curtis really pushes. And for me, it was like a bucket of cold water in my face because I think my return was point, and you're a math guy, you being an engineer, it was 0.0005 or some ridiculous number. My net worth wasn't paying me anything. So I like that you said that and that stimulated you to get moving. So within, 6 months, you had deployed into 6 different deals? Is that what you said?
Yeah, in fact, like less than 6, because it's September we started. And now I really need to give a lot of credit to Becky, because remember, today we have Podium, et cetera, but back then it was all like old school. And
it was manual.
I let Becky explain what she did.
Yeah, that, actually with us, joining during COVID or upgrading our membership to the preferred. I have to say Lifestyles did a great job pivoting and going very digital in all their case studies. I mean, the education already is on a digital platform, but the case studies and road trips, all the old ones, what we could do and our mentor suggested we do was to look at all of those, watch all of those. And that was the one way we could get to know some of the leads, because there were no person-to-person, in-person events happening in Houston. We couldn't meet other passive investors at that time, you know, to create friendships and sounding boards like, hey, who have you invested with? Or what has your experience been? So we were kind of felt like a little bit like an island, but had that digital platform to go out there, do our research, and just went through the courses and did what they told us to do, which at that time was to send out, you know, personal emails to each and every lead investor or aspiring lead investor and ask to get on the distribution list. And we thought, you know, oh, maybe we'll see 1 or 2 opportunities this year, meaning between August and December 2020. Yeah. Well, as soon as I think I sent out about 200 emails, and as you start getting on the list, we were just shocked at the number of opportunities that came in. And so, you know, using our backgrounds, our mentors, we tried to evaluate the deals and see if they fit our criteria. And we just jumped in because we had this money we wanted to deploy and get it working. We just wanted to get our money working as fast as we could. Some of our seed money was actually a townhome that we owned here in Houston, and it was a rental for us. And during that 2-day that we did with Dell, one of Ben's favorite stories to tell is, you know, one of Dell's questions during that 2-day is, does anybody have a paid off house? And Ben was about to raise his hand because we had paid off that investment property and somebody else beat him. They put raised their hand and Dell was like, you idiot, what did you do? You know, like, that's just money sitting there not working for you. And that also pushed us. And Ben said, looked at me in that class and said, we got to sell that townhouse. And I said, yeah, we got to sell that townhouse and get going. So, you know, it and just networking, continue to network as we had in-person events. Began in June of 2021, I think is when they started the multifamily road trips again here in Houston.
Yep.
And we have just loved every minute of it. We have loved every minute of it.
Well, yes, and Dell does not hold back, obviously, as y'all were able to see. And Vin, I'm thankful you weren't on the other side of that conversation, but I've got some funny stories just like that. We're going to come back and continue this conversation. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
A woman came up to me a couple years ago. She goes, you know, Dell, this retirement stuff's great and everything, but I got a problem. I go, what's that? She goes, I married my husband for good, bad, ugly, for the rest of our life, better or worse, but not to have him at home with me every day. Get him out of here.
Sound like a problem you'd want? Learn how to retire in 5 years or less. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for joining in today. I have two guests on the show, passive investors from Houston, Texas, Vin and Becky Bontha. And Vin and Becky have been very busy since they began investing passively about the middle of 2020. I believe August, September is what they said. But they're now partners in over 15 different streams of income in just a very short amount of time. It's only been it's been just a little less than 2 years since they began this path. And Becky, you were telling us how essentially we all had to pivot and go to a digital format for about a year. And that's a whole different story in itself, what Lifestyles was able to accomplish. And in doing that, in the meantime, you're emailing various leads and you're networking as best you can and trying to get to know people and utilize some sort of sounding board as far as deal evaluation. But we didn't get into deal evaluation, and I want to touch on that just a little bit. I mean, you're both very talented people. Vin, you've got two engineering degrees, one of those being a master's. Becky, you were really rather humble when you were describing your background in the first segment. You've closed millions upon millions of dollars of single family real estate transactions on your realty side, but so with that combined experience, how did the two of you essentially put your minds together and work on evaluation or come up with a strategy?
Yeah, I guess, like you say, even like Vin said, the home office, I'm the quote unquote CEO with my paralegal and real estate background.
Vin, that was brilliant to make her essentially the boss of the home office, being a married man. Good move on your part, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I get to handle the wheel, and he has to bring the cash to the table and see how
all right.
He has to find the money. But, and I think that evaluation, it keeps evolving. And when we started, also the deals that come are kind of reflective of the market you're in, right?
Yeah.
I think when we started, we talk about the different kind of deals there are. There's, yield, hybrid, or value. A lot of the deals that were coming to us were what we call hybrid, where there was a pretty nice percentage that would come as we could expect as quarterly distributions, but a value-add component, meaning they felt they could increase the value of the property, and when it came time to refinance or sell, we'd see some nice money coming back as well. So most of them were hybrid. Only more recently, we're seeing more value plays come across our desk, meaning these are things that they feel they can do a lot with these properties in a short time, and we can see our money grow exponentially. We kind of have set a 3-year turnaround, and we're actually seeing some deals come like that across our desk, which is exciting right now. So that's kind of where we are right now. And we're also looking to join some younger leads who are starting out and are really hungry, and start with them and hope that we can grow with them as they move into bigger communities. So that's kind of where we are right now in our game.
So it sounds
I have to tell you, the chief is a tough boss, by the way.
Hey, the tough bosses are the good ones. They're looking for a return, and they're looking to move forward, and they're not looking to waste time. So those always make the best ones, right?
Yes. In fact, like as a CFO, you know, that's a completely new role for me, because that's not, you know, like as an engineer, we are, you know what we do as engineers. And then to become a CFO and you know, she says, okay, here's the deal, find money. And I have to go start looking at our assets and finances. And then, you know, my role is also to read all these monthly reports, look at all the, you know, we get a ton of information from all the investments every month.
Yeah.
Not just the distribution, but lots of information comes through. So it's exciting. You know, I'm learning a completely new career. So it's pretty exciting.
And that's an important point that I want the listener to understand, is we don't just hand our money off to a lead and then and get a check. There's more to it than that, is that our leads provide us monthly reports on how the business, I don't want to just say property, you can use property and you can use business and you can interchange it, but they're giving us these reports on how the business is performing and what they're doing to make that business perform and some of the hardships that they went through and some of the positives. But we get full financials each and every month, which is how it should be. But I just wanted to drive that home to the listener so that they understand that they're not just detached from this property. They're actively being able to view and see how this property is being run. Although as a passive, you don't have any say in it, but you at least get to see and you can discuss and understand where you're going. And Becky, I like what you really said about the deals being a reflection of the market, because there really is an evolution of the economy. We're seeing one right now, and there's going to be an evolution of future passive investment opportunities. So at the time, it didn't, tell me if I'm wrong, but it didn't sound like you were specifically targeting value or hybrid or a yield play. You were just kind of taking what the market offered and then deploying funds into the best available. Is that kind of what your thought was there, Becky?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because we, like Ben said, we joined really because we were looking to create those passive streams of income when he was looking to retire. And so we didn't feel like we really needed these huge quarterly distributions. We probably would have really zeroed in more on value plays, but yeah, they just weren't available. So we took the best of what was presented and what fit our criteria and ran with that. And Ven is talking sweet about me. I got to talk sweet about him, because he says CFO is a new role for him, but it's actually not. He's been the CFO of our family since we were married. And because of his hard work and attention to how we spend our money, how we've invested our money, we could only think to go into this number of deals because of what he built up to the time that we joined, right? So I do got to give him kudos on that too, that whether it was the 401k or whatever he used, you know, the stock market, he did a good job to get us so that when we did join, we could jump in as passives. But I do love that about lifestyles, that even if you don't have the capital to jump in as a passive, they're showing you how you could start with single family. And I think if we had joined earlier, when Ben first heard about lifestyles, like 10 years or more before we even joined, that point in our lives, I think we would have started with single family. But like I say, just kudos to him. He was a CFO of our family always. And because of what he did, we could jump in as passives from the beginning.
Thank you.
Well, the good and the bad of that is, and there's really no bad of it, but I say it because I live it every day, is both of you embrace this idea, this thought of return on net worth, RONW. And I've done an entire show on this concept, but the fact that both of you clicked and you got it immediately when you're looking at, you've worked your whole life, you've saved, you've done everything that the conventional world has told you to do to build this nest egg. And then for a second, you're sitting there and you're taking this class, this Curtis Haynes the family office class, and you're going, wait a second, return on net worth, I'm not getting paid anything. If you would like to learn more about what we do, about how we make money five ways on a single family property, six ways on a multifamily property, how we set up our businesses, how we run our business, please join our next workshop. It's free. You can find that at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. No obligation at all. You can tune in from the comfort of your home, ask questions. It is interactive. Come see what we do, why we do it, how we do it, why we believe and understand that real estate is the number one wealth building tool in the United States today, and it has been for hundreds of years. If you'd like to join Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a promo right now. That's at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. If you use the promo code SAVEBIG, one word, S-A-V-E-B-I-G, all capital letters, it will reduce that retail price of $740 down to $297, and you can become members just like the guest on our show today, Vin and Becky Bontha. Vin and Becky started just about 2 years ago when they really got involved, just during the middle of the COVID crisis. Imagine that. They're knee-deep in COVID, and here they are 2 years later. They are partners in over 15 different multifamily properties all across the United States, Lifestyles Unlimited preferred members, 15 different streams of income. So, Vin, I want to go back to that. You grasp the entire understanding of return of net worth. You're the CFO of your family business. Basically, now your orders are to go find capital to fund these deals. I'm guessing you took some of this out of your quote-unquote retirement funds. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Actually, so there was some restricted stock we sold and also the townhome we sold. But then we started looking at, how do we pull out of this IRA? So we did in the beginning, in that time, we did pull some of the money. And what we have done is over this, there are some tax implications that we have to look at. But yeah, our goal is to completely eliminate IRAs and go into real estate. And we have a plan for that.
Good for you, Vin. And you mentioned, your exact words were, how do we get our money out of this IRA? And my answer to that, and you're talking to somebody who did it, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. There is no easy way to do it. You just do it. And I did it. I pulled from an IRA. I cashed out a 401k. I'm not 59 and a half, so I paid the 10% penalty, and I paid the tax. And looking back, I will tell you right now, it is the greatest move I ever did in my life, deploying those funds instead of in the market with some Wall Street manager and God knows what they're doing into investments with people that I know personally, deals that I understand personally that are returning, and it has absolutely changed my life. I want to ask you this. I'm sure that the two of you, you're very bright. You've got an understanding of where you are and where you want to go. Are you where you thought you'd be today, 2 years later, Vin and Becky, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think I mentioned that earlier, that when we were starting in COVID and just trying to send out these, 200 plus emails to get on distribution lists, maybe we'll see one or two deals within those first 6 months. So no, never dreamed we'd be where we are. We're excited where we are. And now just looking ahead, I can say honestly, anybody who hasn't started or thinking about starting, you will wish you had a pot of gold, because you will run out of money before you will run out of opportunity.
It's heartbreaking.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
I mean, it's, I can remember as a kid, there'd be a day and, maybe your mom or dad would slip you $5 or something. And I grew up way out in the country, and the closest store was like 5 miles away, and it might be 102 degrees outside, but I'd get a couple of buddies together and we'd ride our bikes and we'd ride for miles down these just paved roads that are just hot. I mean, asphalt roads and the heat and whatever, just to go. You take $5 and you'd literally spend it down to, you know, oh, I got 2 cents left. Oh, we can get a piece of gum for 2 cents. You get two ices, gum, and ice cream. And that's the only way I can kind of describe the feeling now when you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I got 6 deals to choose from. One's in Ohio. There's Arizona. I want more in Arizona. There's one in Mississippi. Uh-huh. Oh, there's one in Tennessee. I just saw one in Kentucky. And you start looking at this and you're like, my gosh, I can only pick one. It's heartbreaking. But yes, you will run out of money before you run out of deals. And especially if you grasp that concept, return on net worth. What is the return on my net worth? Now, you guys are invested in, looking at your portfolio, 5 different states. Talk to me about your thoughts on investing in different areas geographically in this country.
Yeah, I think so. Some of the markets we looked at, I mean, obviously, Texas is a great market. You know, we started here. But we looked at Arizona, you know, where the market is pretty dynamic. It's pretty growing. And there's a lot of great attraction there because the insurance and taxes, et cetera, they're much lower. So we immediately said, okay, we started looking at different markets and saying, where do we need to be invested? And so we picked Arizona. Then we looked at Indiana and because of the lead there.
Yeah.
And then Kentucky, and then went to Georgia. So, I mean, you could sit, you know, right when you say home office, we actually work from home. We are at home, but we are investing everywhere. And one of the things that I'll tell you, the most important thing is when we went back in June 2021, we started meeting people. One of the key things I think you started mentioning in the beginning of the show is the networking aspect. And it's unbelievable in this last about a year that we now meeting people in person. It has been absolutely phenomenal about the friendships that we created, the network we created. And I'll tell you, this is all about networking, getting to know the people. And it's been fabulous, the people from Lifestyle, as well as, you know, the passive investors that we meet. So they've been unbelievable, the friendships and also the wealth of knowledge that they share. So it's been unbelievable.
Networking's huge. It has helped me then immensely, not just from the standpoint of, you know, maybe I've got a situation that I'm dealing with and I can ask somebody and they would point me to somebody who's conquered that situation or gone through that situation several times. But like you said, introduction. Hey, let me introduce you to this person. He's a lead investor in Arizona, and he owns 5 or 6 properties. And next thing you know, you're sitting there and you're talking to this lead investor and getting to know them and what they're like as a person and what their goals are. And next thing you know, you find yourself on their passive investor list and they have a deal. And then you look back. And for me, I look back 2 or 3 years on some of these properties that I've been invested in, and it's all because I was introduced to that lead from a fellow passive at a networking event. And I love when I met y'all at this most recent expo, and I sure hope you're coming to the one up here in my neck of the woods in Irving this February. I'd love to see you again.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't miss it.
It's going to be a great time. Y'all were having so much fun. I mean, the smiles on your face were just huge. Grinning and enjoying it, the after hour side of it. So it's been 3 expos. What are your goals moving forward? We've got just a couple minutes left and want to talk to you about that. Where do you see yourself over the next 3 to 5 years?
So one of the things we still have some of the IRA monies and et cetera. So we have a plan. So we did, the 6 deals in the first year. Last year we did 6. This year we're already about into 3 deals right now. In fact, the one we closed yesterday, so it was great. The future is all about looking through how we start taking, you know, the IRAs and over the next couple of years completely move into real estate. But I do want to mention that the Lifestyles, not only the Lifestyles people, but the passengers that we met. The paid forward and giving back is one of the greatest mentality that I've seen. So we have personally, you know, recruited some of our friends, and you know, we created a whole passive network of people that we actually enjoy our life with. So we want to continue with these friendships, this and then obviously the investments as well. So Becky, you have anything?
Yeah, we're kind of, I can say from our passive investments, I could officially retire this year. We have replaced my income, but I won't. You know, I love real estate and I work hard for my broker's license. So I'm definitely out there to help family and friends. But, and like Ben says, the friends we've made who've actually been in lifestyles longer, and even the mentors, and everyone says your journey keeps evolving. And then actually officially retired from the corporate world.
Well, Becky, I want to thank you and Vin for coming on the show, but we're out of time, unfortunately. But I want everyone out there to remember, if you didn't catch it, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll see you next week.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.